Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is John Batchelor speaking to colleague Sadanan Dume of the Wall Street Journal editorial page. He writes East is East, his column, also at the American Enterprise Institute, asking about the Pakistan-Saudi Arabian handshake, the crown prince shaking hands with the prime minister. What does this mean for Delhi, given that Pakistan has traditionally been very close to China, an adversary of Delhi? Sadanan has a complicated answer, but it comes to not a positive. Here's Sadanan to explain. More of this tonight. Pakistan and Saudi Arabia shaking hands. What is to be done?
It's a setback for Delhi, and in part because New Delhi has enjoyed a very close relationship with Saudi Arabia over the past two decades. It's a very different relationship from the Pakistan-Saudi relationship. The India-Saudi relationship is based on trade. It's based on a large number of Indian workers, both unskilled and skilled in Saudi Arabia. And it's based on an increasing convergence on the issue of Islamic terrorism, where the Saudi authorities have been very helpful to India. So I think that anything that suggests a tightening of the relationship between Islamabad and Riyadh is going to be looked at with great suspicion and concern in New Delhi.